USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A Georgia man is facing multiple murder charges in the shooting spree that killed 8 people in metro Atlanta. Robert Long faces 8 murder charges and 1 count of aggravated assault. He's accused in the Tuesday shooting spree at 3 metro Atlanta spas. The Internal Revenue Service says it's postponing the tax deadline by more than a month. The IRS is giving people until May 17th to file their federal income taxes. In a statement, IRS Commissioner Chuck Reddick said that the agency wanted to do everything possible to help taxpayers navigate the unusual circumstances related to the pandemic. He also recommended checking to see if your state has changed its deadline, as not all states use the same filing deadline as the IRS. And D.C. police say they've arrested a man with a rifle and ammunition near the vice president's residence. The Texas man was initially detained by the Secret Service near the Naval Observatory where the vice president's residence is located. Police say they found a rifle and ammunition in his car. The suspect is now facing multiple weapons charges. This is USA Radio News.
Hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
The Biden administration will send out more funds for COVID testing to help school districts return to in-person learning. The Department of Health and Human Services announcing that $10 billion will be sent out for schools to expand testing for teachers, staff, and students. That's on top of the $122 billion allocated for K-12 schools in the recently passed COVID relief package. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona told reporters Wednesday what those funds were being allocated for.
My priority right now is to safely reopen as many schools as possible, as quickly as possible. And earlier today, I notified all 50 states, D.C., and Puerto Rico of the amount of funds they'll be receiving from the American Rescue Plan, totaling nearly $122 billion to help them reopen safely and quickly. I'm also pleased to share that HHS is allocating an additional $10 billion for states to do screening and surveillance testing in schools to make sure we can not only open our schools, but keep them open.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The pandemic isn't the biggest worry for the market anymore. Lance Pry reports from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Inflation is the number one risk for the market, according to a monthly survey of global asset managers commissioned by Bank of America. The survey knocked COVID-19 out of the top worry spot for the first time since February of 2020. The Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis data indicates 37% think inflation is now the number one market worry, and they're not alone. 93% of investors in the survey expect inflation to rise in the next 12 months. That's the highest reading in the history of the survey, which goes back to 1995. 35% said the risk of the central bank ending market stimulating activities is the number one concern. It should also be noted, the survey also found fund managers were incredibly bullish. 91% of respondents expected a stronger economy, the highest result on record. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And a new study may have found a simple way to combat coronavirus. Researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Department of Mechanical Engineering say that the virus may be vulnerable to ultrasound waves. Early results show that the vibrations used in medical diagnostic imaging can cause the virus to rupture, collapsing its shell. The scientists emphasize that their data is preliminary and that more research is needed. They hope the early results can lead to further research and hopefully a possible treatment. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.